Hi, this is Sherry, your host of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast, and this is our first of our bonus series. I've been challenged to do a bonus episode every week this month. So last week, we already had two launches of our regular podcast, and today's the first bonus one. What does that mean to have a bonus one? It means it's unedited, it's real, it's raw. There's no music, there's no intro, there's no exit. It's just me sharing from the heart of what is on my mind today. And you know, I've been thinking about it all week long. What did I want to share in this week's bonus episode? And I wanted it to tie in to our Pivot to Profit series that we've been doing. I didn't want to come to you from left field when we've had this great series off and running. So I've really been thinking about it. I've been praying about it. And after some conversations I've had today and actually throughout the week and a book I'm reading and just some other things, what I want to come to you today is about transitions and about living life to the fullest with your God-given talents, finding your true calling. And if you're like me, maybe you haven't been living in that. Maybe you've been hiding your true calling underneath the disguise of a really successful career. And I think for a lot of us, that is so true, that we have what is perceived on the outside to be this awesome career, this perfect life. And people would think we were crazy if we started doing something else. But inside, we have this turmoil going on, and we have this unease and this thought that there's more out there, that you know there's more gifts and talents inside of you that you're not able to use. And you're looking for a way to use it, and you're just not sure where it is. And maybe that's you. Or maybe it's somebody you know that feels that way. I think for a lot of us, it's been a very challenging year. And I think because of the challenges and the changes, there's been a lot of people discovering their talents or figuring out what they really wanted to do in life. And sometimes it takes a pandemic, again, a life change, whether it's, you know, a new baby, empty nest, an illness, maybe you lost your career and you have to make a transition into a new one. Different things will happen. And sometimes it's just a significant birthday. Sometimes we hit those milestone birthdays, you know, the ones that end in 0 or 5 that cause us to pause and ponder and look at our life and think, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is there more that I'm called to do? And for me, it's been a little bit of all of the above. Not a new baby. Maybe new grandbabies, but not a new baby here. But I've just been in a place of unease for the last couple of years. Not unhappiness. I am one of those people, I can be happy no matter what I'm doing. I'm truly a positive, you know, the glass is overflowing type of person. But I know where I've been, even though it's been wonderful and the paychecks are great and the free cars are amazing and I'm able to surround myself with the most smartest, best business women, but there's just been something that's been gnawing at me that hasn't felt right. And I know it's because now I know, I didn't know it then, but I realize now it was because I knew I had more in me to share with others. And I wasn't able to have the platform to do that anymore, even though I was ranking in the top 2% of my direct sales company. And I'm still in there. I haven't walked away yet because it's not the right timing yet. But what I am finding is in this new transition of being able to open up the doors and work with so many entrepreneurs out there, that my gifts and talents are able to shine, that I am making a difference in the lives of so many more women than I was able to do before. Or I know I'm going to be able to make a difference in so many more lives. And, you know, maybe you're feeling that way. Maybe you're feeling like, you know, when how I felt that even though I had the success, and from, again, the outside, it looked like I had it all. What was really going on in the inside was I was always feeling like I was actually on the outside. I never felt like I totally fit in. I wanted to stay home in my sweats and my flannel shirt and be comfortable and not worry about what if I had all the makeup on and I did this and I did that. And so many rules. And if you guys know Enneagram, I'm an Enneagram 7. I don't like rules. I don't like having to follow what everybody else is doing. I want to go with the flow. I'm so good with going with the flow. I'm not good at the rules. And now don't get me wrong. Like today I am sitting here in my flannel shirt, in my sweatpants. The door is wide open to my deck, fresh air coming in. You may occasionally hear a car going across a metal bridge near us. But I have a closet full of high heels and dresses that, believe me, after 9 months of not being dressed up, I'm kind of looking forward to the next occasion that might arise where I can put on those heels and a dress. I'm not saying I don't want that at all. But what I'm saying is when I'm authentically me and at my best, I'm in my sweatpants. I'm in my flannel shirt. And I'm just being me, like today's podcast. So I'm sharing my story with you. I'm being open and real because I want you to really do some soul searching. That's my hope from today's podcast. Is that it prompts you to really do some soul searching and think, are you living an authentically real, to your core, real you life? Are there parts of you that you have to stifle because of what you're doing now? And do you have that unrest in your tummy that tells you, girlfriend or guy, you've got talents you're not using? If that's you, then we need to grab a call. Like, let's just chat about this because I know one of my biggest gifts is being able to give others clarity, to give them the confidence, to take my belief that it can be done and use my belief until they have their own, and to see a bigger picture, to find the holes. As I, you know, explain to people a lot, I feel like sometimes I'm that eagle that can soar above other people's lives and I see the things they don't see. So then I can help them figure it all out. And the biggest thing is to know you're not alone. I think there are a lot more of us out there than we even realize. People that are just looking to find their true calling before it's too late. And you know, life is short. We have to enjoy the journey. And we've all heard the scenarios, you know, when you're lying on your bed, you know, your deathbed, hopefully years and years and years from now, what is it you're going to look back on your life and say, I wonder if, I wish I had. Maybe I should have. And maybe it's time, my friend, to start working on those things so that when that day comes that you meet your maker, you can look back on your life. It's like, oh, I didn't leave anything behind. I played full out. I used all my gifts and talents that God gave me. I made a difference because I was willing to do the hard and step away from the easy. I was willing to try something when it didn't look right. I was willing to walk away from something when others thought I was crazy, but I did it. And oh, it's been amazing. I hope this blesses you and it just gives you something to think about. So that is our first little bonus podcast. My hope in sharing that is that, again, it just gives you something to ponder. And as always, I would love, love, love to hear from you. Drop me a DM, shoot me an email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com. Let me know, what are you thinking? I promise I'll keep it a secret. We can just chat privately. It feels good to let it loose. You know, let go of that. Let go and just share with somebody, that trusted person, of what you've been thinking about doing. Because not everybody's going to understand. And some people will think you're absolutely crazy. But I can be that girlfriend for you. So feel free to DM me, email me. We can grab a call, whatever works for you. So thanks again for being one of my great listeners. I appreciate you guys. And I am going to wrap up with our final note of please, if you haven't yet, do me a favor, hit subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't left a review yet, leave a review, hit the stars. It really does matter. Like, you probably wonder if you listen to podcasts, why does every podcaster say that? It does matter. I hate ratings. I hate all that stuff. I hate asking for it. But it's how iTunes determines if the podcast is worthy of being rated higher. It's how others look at and decide, is this worth my time to listen to? So it does matter. So if you could, just head over to iTunes and, you know, rate it, leave a review, hit subscribe. I just so appreciate it. And if somebody you know needs to listen to this one, please feel free to share it with them. All right. Thanks again. And thanks for being patient with the unedited version of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast.